Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
AV Club is a website maybe you go to, maybe you don't. It's a good website. It covers AV stuff, you know, television, movies, things like that. They had the 100 best TV shows of the 2010s, Like a Moth to Light, I Couldn't Resist. The 100 best TV shows of the 2010s. Hey, have you guys watched TV in the last decade? Because this is about that.
Sometimes, I have.
My Saturday producer, Griffin Filipich, is also in the studio. Hi, Griffin.
Hey.
You watch this stuff, too. Do you know how many shows are available? How many scripted shows are available this year?
How many?
495. You know, you say, boy, there's a glut of shows. That's not episodes. That's individual shows, each of which have 6 or 15 episodes.
Yeah.
There's so much to watch out there.
And yet still, you can never decide what to watch.
Yeah. And yet still, there's not the show for me.
I look. Well, that's why I do think at least lists like this are helpful, because while they get it wrong, at least they remind you, wow, that's right. That was a good show. I could go back and watch it.
Yeah, there's not a list that you are unwilling to get mad at.
Well, that's because they do it on purpose.
But I will say, and we're going to be seeing a round of lists like this in the next month or two. We've already seen a bunch of them. Decade-end lists. People like to reflect on the decade that's passed. And you could get mad at all of them, but not all of them are valid. This one, I think, AV Club is a good one to reckon with, because they are in the trenches of TV and have been for a really long time, like reviewing a lot of shows week in, week out. I don't agree with everything they say, but you could get mad at every list and just go insane. This is a good one to actually focus on. With music, it's a different website or a different publication.
So then...
Worthwhile conversation to have around this particular list.
And they're legit in this space, but then are they also just tweaking it a little bit to capture my attention, or do you agree with them on pretty much everything they've said here?
No, I don't agree with that, but that's not the point of a list.
The Good Place is number 6 on their list. Think about that. The Good Place was the 6th best TV show of the decade.
Yeah, I agree. That was too high.
And can I just give you one other thing that was outrageous?
Not the only example of recency bias, I think. You get some of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
and that's fair enough.
I think they should wait 5 years to actually make these. So you've got time for the dust to settle, and then you're like, oh.
And some of them are 5 years old because it's of the decade.
Right.
Game of Thrones, just to show how clever and smart they are. Game of Thrones, is it number 1? No, it's not, is it, Griffin? Is it number 2?
It's number 30.
It's number 30.
What?
See, now that's what I'm... Thank you, Lauren Lapka. That's why I like Lauren
Lapka. Hold on a second, though. I actually think that's a good placement because everyone... And it wasn't you. I'm not accusing you of this, but if we're going to be mad about Game of Thrones not being higher, we also have to go back on being furious about the end, which most people were.
That's why they cite that they put it at 30.
Yeah. So that kind of makes sense, right?
I don't know.
do you both like the ending?
I'm not saying I liked it.
That's not the answer. That question is not
It's a part of the show.
But it shouldn't be that weighted.
No, not at all.
Sorry, Griffin.
Says you. I don't know if that's
says
exactly
me
true.
Is right.
Really? So how many seasons did Game of Thrones
run? I didn't make the list, by the way.
Was it 100 years long? How long was Game of Thrones on? Like 8 years?
It was on
basically
the entirety of the decade, 2011 to 2019.
And the last couple episodes they got wrong, and people are like, well, that's it. I'm not having it.
Well, no,
that's
still
all we talked about this decade was Game of Thrones.
It's still in the top 30.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Like you said, there's a million shows. I think to be on this list at all, it looks like when you see it all laid out, there's so many choices that it's like, oh, this must be everything that there was on TV. But in fact, a ton of stuff gets left off of a list of 100 because, like you said, there have been a million shows.
There's been 495. I said this year. It's actually in 2018, presumably more in 2019. 2018, 495 scripted shows. And they start at 2019 and go back to, obviously, 2010.
And that's think of how much TV has changed in these 10 years, too. That's what's so interesting. If you made this list for the 2000s, it would be a million times easier because there were not nearly that many shows, and most of them were coming from places that you traditionally went to TV for. Now there's so much to keep track of, including streaming. We just, in the past 11 days, there have been two huge streaming services launched that are going to change everything for the next 10 years.
Large budgets going into episodes.
Yeah, and Game of Thrones had a lot to do with that, yeah.
Well, so I guess the definition of what's a TV show is interesting. You've watched most of these, and you don't even
watched most of these.
You've watched a lot of these. You don't even have a working
I can talk about it.
Do you have a working television?
No, no.
Okay, so you are consuming these things without a TV. So what is a TV show anymore? Master of None is number 87.
Should we do like the top 10 just to give a piece? And then because we talked for a long time about this, and I think we mentioned like three shows.
Okay.
And we just run through the top 10 to give people an idea of what you're so mad about.
Okay, sure, fine. Let's do that. Number 10 is Fleabag.
Right.
Number 9 is 30 Rock. That's a good recent and enduring setup. I have no problem with that.
Confusing for a million reasons. One of them is that 30 Rock didn't start in this past decade, but it had the majority of its episodes air in this last decade. That was part of their criteria for putting it together. You have to make some weird decision like that.
Fleabag is 10, high, but okay, it's a fun show. 30 Rock I thought was terrific. Why are you making that face?
Keep going.
Bob's Burgers is 8.
That's a funny show, but come on, still higher than Game of Thrones?
Bob's Burgers is very good.
22 places higher. Griffin, you're
okay, you guys got to let Game of Thrones go.
We're going to bludgeon him with this for the next 20 minutes. Bob's Burgers is 8. The Leftovers is 7. The Good Place is 6. Griffin, your thoughts about The Good Place at 6?
I think it's extremely high. I really like that show.
And I did too.
It wouldn't be in my top 20.
I would say, would you agree with me with this? The Good Place was one of the most innovative, clever network shows you've ever seen.
And it's a network show. That's one thing that I think people like about it, is that it does new things in a traditional space.
It was a really fun series.
You're furious about someone recommending it.
Yes, I am.
They couldn't win. They couldn't possibly win with this kind of attitude.
The Americans is 5. I'll let that seep for a little bit. You all judge amongst yourselves. Parks and Recreation, 4. You can't argue with that. Atlanta, number 3. Totally agree with that. Mad Men, 2. Breaking Bad, number 1.
Okay, Breaking Bad I would have had 2nd, so that's
fair. To Game of Thrones?
That's like you wrote that list, John Williams.
I know. This is in my wheelhouse. 1, 2, 3. No argument with me. That's for sure.
I never watched Mad Men, and I never watched Breaking Bad.
Wow. Are you serious?
I have actually never finished Breaking Bad, but Mad Men is the best show of all time.
When somebody tells me they have not watched Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, West Wing, some of my favorite episodic television events, I'm like so happy for you because I know you have a great discovery that awaits you. You know, I don't know if you're going to win the lottery. I do know you can watch all of the episodes of Mad Men.
Mad Men and Breaking Bad both premiered in the later half of the 2000s, but they apply for this list because they aired most of their episodes in the 2010s. And they really started a new chapter of like TV discourse and viewing, which was prestige TV shows on cable, moving away from the traditional networks to doing big stuff on cable channels that weren't HBO. HBO always had that like air of prestige or whatever you want to call it. They had that brand of like
the
quality.
Panache.
Yes, exactly. And other networks on cable realized we can just make that for ourselves. And that changed everything. With AMC doing these two shows, FX had a lot of that. And it kind of created the boom.
Where's The Wire on this list?
I was just thinking that, Steve.
I don't think it didn't apply.
Why not?
Because it's 2000s.
This is 2010.
Oh, it's too old.
Oh, that was before
2010?
This is
2010?
The 2010s.
That's another show I didn't watch. But,
same.
but I did just catch up to one season of it. And, you know, it's very good. Right. Yeah.
Griffin did find 4 shows that apply whose absence is, I think, notable. We'll get to that in a second. And plus, where did Chernobyl, the HBO documentary last year, who watched Chernobyl? Did you guys see that?
Yes.
HBO
it's not a documentary.
It's a docuseries. What was it about?
No, it was a drama series.
Drama series, yeah.
I guess docuseries is wrong.
I did not watch it for the first months because you guys had me thinking it was a documentary.
Why? How could you have thought that? What was he saying? It was a documentary? Even now, months after it came out.
Wow, Griff, I'm really glad you came in. So let's pause and, Griff, at least give us the ones that maybe should or should not have been there, but were notable. And then some others that got ranked way too high and way too low. Maybe you've got an observation. We'd love to hear it. 312-981-7200. 100 best shows of the 2010s at AV Club. AV Club's a website that does, what do they do at AV Club, Griffin?
Movie and TV criticism, music, books.
Our Saturday producer, Griffin Filipich, in the studio, he follows that site more closely than I do. They did a 100 best TV shows of the 2010s. We're talking about it because they got a lot of it wrong, and I'm outraged, and Griffin says maybe I shouldn't be.
No, you shouldn't be, but that doesn't mean they didn't get it wrong.
What were some
the wrong is the fun. the debate is the fun. So when you see something you disagree with, you should relish it. Not to,
what were the shows that you thought were not, here's four shows that weren't on the list.
Mm. Oh, you want me?
Yeah, well, you've got them. I don't.
Ones that I would like, or ones that I was I have two categories. Shows that weren't on there that I wish were on there that are my favorites, and then ones that I was just surprised weren't there.
Give me both.
Okay, so I was surprised that they didn't have Downton Abbey anywhere in the top 100, Walking Dead, Peaky Blinders, House of Cards, True Detective. These are all big name shows that were a huge deal that don't appear in that
list. How is Walking Dead not on
there? This is not good.
You don't think
it's a huge deal? It's like keeping AMC afloat. It's the biggest show on TV, maybe, debatably. But I don't think it's been good for a long time.
I agree with you on that. But boy, was But boy, was it a good big deal when it started. I thought it was transcendent in some ways. Everybody. I'll tell you another one. House of Cards. Do you remember what a buzz House of Cards was?
That's the first Netflix original TV show. That's a big deal.
They broke the fourth wall. And it was people love that show. And those are big stars, too.
Yeah.
Are they mad at Kevin Spacey? Is that what it is? Why isn't that on there?
Maybe. I mean, it makes it a little more tricky to talk about, I suppose. But I think critical opinion maybe has kind of come and gone on that one a little bit, too, anyway.
So Bob's Burgers is way better than that.
Oh, well, I do think so, yeah. Bob's Burgers, you can't use that one.
Okay, I won't use
that. You don't
know
anything about Bob's Burgers. You think it's safe to go to that, but it's a great show.
It's very clever.
It's called Bob's Burgers. That's all I need to know.
It's like in the tradition of The Simpsons, though. It's a very good show.
All right, fair enough.
And you speaking of the Kevin Spacey thing did remind me that Louis is not on this list, the FX series that he did for a number of years. And you could say maybe they left it off because of similar things. It's sort of tricky to talk about given what people think of him, what he's done, which is all fair. But I will say that show, in terms of changing half-hour shows on TV from thinking of them traditionally as sitcoms to something much darker and stranger, which is a huge trend in the last 10
years. You said Kevin Spacey. You meant Louis C.K., right?
Well, we're talking about both of them. Maybe I mixed them up.
Okay.
Sorry. Louis was sort of at the vanguard of changing half-hour TV into something that could be more dramatic and intense and weird and also funny. It actually wasn't my favorite show. I wouldn't have it on my list either.
No kidding.
But the AV Club did write a lot about it and love it at the time.
Well, there's some shows that you would like to see on there that you haven't told us.
Parenthood on NBC was one of my favorite shows ever, and it's not on here. That's a disgrace. That actually turns me into you. That makes me really mad.
Well, I'm sorry for you on that, Griffin. What do you think about that, Steve?
I think that's the funniest show I would ever pick Griffin to fall in love with.
I can't explain except that I love that family, the Bravermans. They mean the world to me. They're my own family. I'm a honorary Braverman.
What else is not on the list that you wish?
Baskets was that TV show with Zach Galifianakis where he played a clown.
Yeah.
That was an unbelievably funny and weird show that I think should be somewhere in 100. Kroll Show was, you find that I tend towards comedies and sort of stranger comedies, but Kroll Show was a sketch show with Nick Kroll, the comedian, and that went for 3 seasons on Comedy Central. Hilarious. I absolutely loved it. And Desus and Mero, they're now on Showtime doing a talk show weekly or a few times a week. When they were on Viceland for a few years, that just ended about a year ago, what they did with the late night talk show was like really innovative and special.
I think a lot of people in our audience have never heard of Desus and Mero. It is terrific. These guys are so natural, so funny, so honest.
Yeah.
They're smart, but they don't try to be. And they get A-list guests. And it's a couple of guys sitting in chairs looking at the screen. At least it was like this on Viceland.
Right. Now it's on Showtime. And I don't like it as much because they're kind of trying to step it up to be something a little more polished and professional. Yeah. And it's still a good show. But what they were doing in the beginning, I thought was just like, I'd never seen anything like it. I loved it so much.
If you came up to a couple of really funny guys, just watching them riff away in your basement with minimal effects, and you were thoroughly entertained for a half hour, that's deep. Desus and Mero.
That's right.
I don't even know how to spell that, but if search that, you'll thank me in the morning. Okay, some phone calls for you, Griff. Let's start with Bill, we'll get to you, Bill. We'll go in the order they came, and that's Bob. Hey, Bob, you're on WGN. What do you want to say?
How are you guys doing? For one, I wanted to start out with that Bertrand rocks. He's a sexy driver, Bob. I took him to the airport one day, and he's an awesome dude. You should feel very lucky to have a news guy like Bertrand. He's the best.
I'm much nicer in person, aren't I?
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Well,
for sure.
Well, I hope so. Good guy. All right. What else you got?
But anyways, I just kind of, as I was listening to you guys, a lot of these shows I haven't seen, but I don't know. I think they should be kind of categorized as like series shows, where, you know, like Breaking Bad, it's kind of like having a painting. And, you know, some of these shows, if it's not a, you know, like a finished show where they have an actual ending, but you're judging a show kind of like a painting that's half done. With Breaking Bad, I thought it was masterful writing, where they actually had the, for me, I haven't spoke to anybody that didn't like the ending. They took that show and tied it up into a perfect, you know, a present for you with a beautiful bow on top and gave it to you.
Now, you know you're in the minority on that, right?
That's not true, I don't think. People like the ending of Breaking Bad, right?
Breaking Bad. No, I'm thinking of Game of Thrones. Pardon me, my bad.
Especially on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Bob, thank you for the phone call. Thank you for saying those kind words. I agree with 75% of them about Steve Bertrand.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bill, you're on WGN Radio. Bill, what did you want to say? You're on the air.
Yeah, a lot of those shows you're talking about, I never saw them myself, like Bob, the cab driver there, said. Yeah, but the thing I don't like is these shows like Game of Thrones and all those shows. It's like watching a soap opera. You got to watch it every week or every day, or you lose track, or you find out, well, the same people are sleeping back with the same guy he slept with before, the same person. And also, the thing Griffin said something a little bit ago about he didn't own a TV set, I think.
Yeah.
Does he watch his stuff on his phone and on his laptop? Because I'm old enough, I remember when the first TV came out at 17 inches and 12 inches, and they kept getting bigger, and everybody wanted bigger sets. Then I remember when the little 9-volt transistor radio came out.
Hold on one second, because I'm going to run out of time. But it is interesting. The very first generation of people watching TV weren't watching it on very big or clear or crisp screens either.
Right.
But how do you consume television then?
On my computer a lot. And then I do have a TV. I just don't have cable. So I plug the computer into the TV.
Girls is 61. Thank you for the call.
Girls, too low.
Killing Eve, 59. Black Mirror, 58. The Good Wife, 53. The Good Wife, the best casting and outfits alone should get it at 53. Sharp Objects, 51. Terrific. Love that show.
Another show that's too low is High Maintenance, one of my favorite shows of the of modern time.
We are out of time, Griff. So thanks for coming in and saying hi.
Thank you.
We talked to Griffin on Saturdays. He produces that show. Appreciate him coming in today.